had a similar situation happened in Australia with their standard contract, which their government gave them, what would have happened to producers in that scenario? Does the Australian standard contract contain a clause for production risks in an unmitigated or an unexpected type of situation like what we saw in Western Canada last year?
They haven't had a problem. In fact, they had record yields the last 3 years running, including this year. But certainly, you know that Australia is very drought-prone, and the contract actually states fixed tonnages. What is different is that when they notice that they won't be able to comply with the contract, it's very clearly outlined when the pricing happens and so how the damages are calculated. So still you have to be very careful, as I said, on the onset. A contract does not abdicate you from a production risk. You know, that's not what it does. But what it does do is that, A, the penalty calculations, the timing of calculating the damages are very, very clearly outlined, as is an arbitration mechanism. So I think it reduces the number of legal cases where people feel that the damages were not done properly or the timing was not correct. So it does do that.